Podcasting can help your business. Don't believe me? I got proof on today's episode number 120 of the School Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, welcome back to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am your personal podcasting coach, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you'd like to reach me, it's real easy. You can send it to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com or call in your comments 888-563-3228. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking for anything we're talking about today, simply go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. I've been podcasting since 2005, and I basically came up with the School of Podcasting to help people who wanted to learn how to podcast, and along the way I just have shared my experiences of what I've run into, and that's really what I'm going to do today, along with a podcasting success story. You'll see how podcasting is working in a business situation. But what I wanted to talk about today is I moved. In fact, I need to move my microphone. Can you hold on just a second? I need to turn it. There we go. Much better. I moved from one room in my house, as you know, where I've been fighting the furnace for years. I'm now in my own little bedroom here. But it's smaller, much smaller. So I had to consolidate space. And for years, I have had a microphone stand with a boom sitting next to my desk. Well, as you might imagine, as you probably know, this turns into a giant cable magnet. So I had this huge mess on the floor and all these cables and things like that. So what I found out is that there are companies like Heil and other companies such as, who was the other one here? Rode. They have what are called studio arm microphone booms or a broadcast boom, things like that. And what it is, it's a microphone stand that you clamp to your desk, and it has a series of springs to allow you to move it to your mouth and then move it out of your way. And then in my case, both these stands come with or you can weave your, you know, mic cable into the stand. And then in my case, it goes back by my monitor and down under my desk and over to back up to my mixer board. Now, the interesting thing is these are around $90 to $100, the Rode model and the Heil one. And, I got to tell you, I love this thing, but did I buy the Heil or did I buy the Rode? Well, I bought neither. I asked my good friend eBay, and it turns out that there are two types of, companies selling their broadcast booms, I guess you could call it, on eBay. This one is called, what are they calling this? Wholesale Mic Arm Boom. And one is $39. I haven't got that one yet. And it comes with three different bases. Like the one I'm using right now has a C clamp. Basically, you clamp it to your desk and then you plug this thing into it. That's the one I have. That one is $29. It's called The Crusher. And I'll have links to these out in the show notes. I'm not being paid by these people, although I am approaching them for sponsorship. And, that one is $29. It just has a single base. And it has the word Crusher on their picture for whatever reason. And then there's this other one, the QM50. And it apparently holds a little stronger, a heavier microphone. And that's my review of the Crusher. It's $29. It only comes with one bass. That's okay. It came with a bass I wanted. But when I first plugged in my AT3035 microphone, I'm trying to see on the back here. I couldn't get the microphone to stay in place, and I eventually had to just really, really, really tighten the back bolts here to get it to stay in place, because the problem is it stayed in place fine with just a microphone, but when I attached my pop screen, the pop screen has a nice metal frame that allows it to attach to typically a boom stand. Yeah, that metal frame's pretty heavy. So now you've got about 6 pounds... when you combine the microphone and the stand, and it would just droop. So I finally just had to super duper ooper duper tighten it, and that seems to be fine for the Crusher, the $29 version one. And so I am loving the fact that I just, when I'm done, I push it out of the way, and that seems to be working okay. I should have the other one this week, and that's the other problem. I found out the this other guy, the QM50 mic, the 3995 one, yeah, this guy doesn't accept PayPal. And if you're doing anything with e-commerce on your website, he says he accepts credit cards, but oh my goodness, I had to go over and sign up with an account and blah, blah, blah. I had a lot of hoops to go through before I can actually buy this product. So if you're buying a product, or if you're selling a product on your website, make it easy, because I was very close to saying forget it on this guy, because it was just, you know, I need this, I need that, make an account, sign this up, what's that? Very, very hassle, a lot of hassle with that. So I'll let you know, I should have the second stand here this week, and I'll let you know which one I think is better. And again, the cool thing is, this one with shipping, it was $53 for the one, and I think the other one was under $40. The Crusher was a little, the one I'm using now. And I'll let you know how those are working. But right now, after some major tightening of the screws here, the Crusher seems to be, and you know, like I said, I can move. You know, it is not silent when you move these. I'll go ahead and stretch this back a bit, and I can move it up. So it's great if you're standing up. You can stand up if you want to sit down, things like that. But I want to let you know that, because if you're looking to buy one at, say, a Musician's Friend or even Same Day Music, where you get your they're tax-free, unless you're in New Jersey, you can save yourself about $50. So there you go, my review of mic arms on eBay. Hey, how's it going? This is Dave Jackson from the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. How's your New Year's resolution going? You know, that whole losing weight thing? Have you thought about trying that new drug, Ally? It's been FDA approved. You see it at Walmart. You see it everywhere. Did you know it has 27 side effects? Let me give you just three of them. Number one, stomach cramps. Number two, diarrhea. Oh, but wait, there's more. Number three, my favorite, fecal urgency. Yeah, hope you don't get stuck in traffic. Look, there is no magic pill. It's all about eating right and exercising more. Do you need some motivation? Then come check me out, logicalloss.com. It's a logical weight loss podcast. I'm going to lose 25 pounds. You can too. I'll help you do it over at logicalloss.com. Go there now, would you? Logical Loss Podcast. It's easy. Eat right, lose weight, and live long. One of the most fun parts of running the School of Podcasting is each week we have a live question and answer, live roundtable, live training, where literally we are all through the internet. We can see what's on my computer. I also have like a little virtual whiteboard. I can draw things out and things like that. And so what we're going to hear today is how we, on the phone, there is Tim Dewey from the Sled Dog Podcast at sleddogpodcast.com. And we have Rich from the SecretAttractionPodcast.com is where his podcast is. But here's the great thing. His wife is a licensed hypnotherapist. And if you go to Dear Addie, ADDIE.com, you can actually see her website. And he talks about this landing page. And you'll hear me talk about we're looking at this and things like that. That's because we're all looking at his podcast or at his website as he's talking. And he's going to explain how podcast is boosting his business, and it's also helping him get better leads. So this is from one of our students only, our live roundtable question and answer sessions.
Hi, Rich. I'm in the same boat. You know, we have like a homepage, and the podcast is a link off the homepage, and then Addie's business website is also a link, and her shopping cart is also a link off the homepage, but I'll tell you, without Dave's help, we wouldn't be anywhere. And it's so exciting when we just start looking at traffic and seeing people around the world downloading and watching the stuff. It's like watching the stock market. Oh, someone from Japan today, someone from India, Canada, UK. Yeah. And we got a whole bunch of people from Australia listening to this thing, and it's definitely
Australia
fascinating.
Is all about podcasting.
The other interesting thing is the regular part of my wife's business. She does regular newspaper ads in the local area. She's in full-time private practice as a hypnotherapist. But what's really neat now is we use the DearAddie.com as opposed to her regular business website, and people love this, because what they're doing is getting a sample of Addie's philosophy and her work, because they go to that podcast, that landing page where there is the internet radio show and podcast, and then right below it is her business website. So they're now seeing a couple options here, and we're getting results of people saying, you know, it was really nice to be able to listen to your podcast and get an idea what you're all about before we gave you a call to set up an appointment for a, you know, personal session. So
now the cool thing is it safe to assume then that the people that are calling are calling to buy something then? So you're getting a better qualified lead?
Yeah. Yeah, there's actually, because again, there's like there's a health directory in our local newspaper as an example, and the paper has 160,000 subscription. Okay, covers a good area, and that's been kind of like a bread and butter spot for Addie to run her newspaper ads. And now with you know, it's just a small business card size ad with, you know, a couple things that she's doing. Again, it's private sessions is what she's going for in the local market. But being able to, you know, that whole page you brought up, it's in the process of being changed to have some other stuff on it. So it's going to be revamped over the weekend. But the whole thing is people, in a sense, get because there's a podcast on her landing page there, the Dear Addie page. There's a podcast options right there. See, so they go see. So right below that says Addie's Hypnosis homepage. So people can go to that, and it gives a chance for, again, people to, in a sense, sample what she sounds like and what her philosophy is about by listening to podcasts. So it kind of qualifies the people, and it kind of does some selling if they like what they hear on the podcast, and then they call up for an appointment. It's been a tremendous help, and this has just been going on the last several weeks now, because it gets a little slow before Christmas. It's picking up, but we're getting good comments of people saying, you know, the podcast element really enhanced our decision to call you up for an interview, for an appointment, I mean.
Very cool.
It's like a try before you buy. I mean, they get to hear her.
Exactly.
That's a big thing.
Exactly.
They like her. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yep.
It kind of breaks down the fear. It says, you know, I'm kind of worried about who they are. And then all of a sudden, you get to hear them. That's a great use of it.
Yep.
I was out with this weekend with my girlfriend, and she's shopping for a car for her teenage daughter. And I got to tell you, the used car salesmen were like sharks on, you know, raw meat. And that is one of the great things about podcasting. It is a way to sell, as long as you're not like, you know, this Sunday special. You know, as long as you're not like a used car salesman, you're able to build that relationship with people. And it's a no-pressure sale without the sale. You know, it allows people to go, wow, I think this guy could help us out. I think this girl could help us out. I like this. I like what they're about. And then you get a qualified lead. If that's what you're looking to do with a podcast, you heard where Rich was talking about. He's getting people on a global audience. So if you're looking to get a message out, maybe you want the world to go greener, reach that global audience with podcasting. And you can do it at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I'm your personal podcast coach. I can help you with that. I even helped build Rich's blog, and that's done through another service I have at podcastfastpass.com. So you can learn how to podcast at theschoolpodcasting.com. If you're looking to get on the fast track quicker, I can help you with that as well. That's why I am the personal podcast coach. So thanks for tuning in to this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and our phone number, 888-563-3228. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, class dismissed.